Illegal Alien Accused of Stabbing Molly Tibbetts Potentially 12 Times. By John Binder on May 24, 2021. An illegal alien on trial for allegedly murdering 20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts in July 2018 is accused of stabbing the young woman potentially 12 times. In August 2018, Cristian Bahena Rivera, a 25-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, was charged with the murder of Molly Tibbetts after police said he admitted to confronting and chasing her down. Following a nationwide search, Tibbetts' body was found in a cornfield in Poweshiek County, Iowa. The illegal alien lived in a region of Iowa surrounded by sanctuary cities, Breitbart News reported. He worked on a dairy farm using a stolen ID and social security card after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border at 17 years old. On the final day of the prosecution's case, the medical examiner who reviewed Tibbetts' body after it was recovered from the cornfield by investigators detailed to the jury the multiple stab wounds found on her skull, neck, torso, and hand. Dr. Dennis Klein, the medical examiner, said he definitively identified 9 stab wounds on Tibbetts' body, including 2 on her skull, 2 on her neck, a stab wound on her right hand, and more stab wounds on her torso. Klein said he suspects there to be 12 stab wounds, total, on Tibbetts' body. Klein said the stab wound to Tibbetts' skull could have been fatal, while the stab wounds found on her torso very likely injured her lungs and heart, and stab wounds on her neck very likely injured her jugular veins. In addition to Tibbetts' remains, the jury was shown photos of her pink sports bra, which she was wearing at the time of her abduction, murder, and which was found still on her when investigators identified her body. Klein said there were 5 stab wounds that can be seen on the back of the sports bra, while 1 stab wound can be seen on the front. The front wound located matched with wounds on Tibbetts' chest. Monday's testimony by witnesses wrapped up the prosecution's case. Bahena Rivera's defense team is expected to give their opening statements on Tuesday before calling witnesses. Last week, the jury was shown photos of the cornfield where Bahena Rivera allegedly dumped Tibbetts' body. The jury was also shown photos of Tibbetts' body covered in corn stalks. Likewise, the jury saw photos of Bahena Rivera's car trunk where 4 locations of human blood, identified as Tibbetts, were found. In detailed testimony by the bilingual investigator whom Bahena Rivera allegedly confessed murdering Tibbetts to, the jury was told portions of the transcripts. In those transcripts, Bahena Rivera said he saw Tibbetts jogging, chased her down, blacked out, then remembered driving with her body in the trunk of his car before dumping her in a cornfield. Bahena Rivera led investigators to Tibbetts' body in the cornfield, a point the prosecution continuously noted throughout their case. Cross-examinations by the Bahena Rivera's defense team hinted that they will seemingly point a finger at Tibbetts' then-boyfriend, Dalton Jack. On the first day of the trial, the defense questioned Jack about his whereabouts, his cheating on Tibbetts, and his fights with Tibbetts. According to prosecutors, Bahena Rivera was the last person who saw Tibbetts jogging on the evening of July 18 in Brooklyn, Iowa. She went missing later that night. Bahena Rivera allegedly stabbed Tibbetts to death, dumped her body in a cornfield, and placed corn stalks over her to prevent law enforcement from finding her. The illegal alien has been held on a $5 million bond. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.